And today is 1/11/23.
We're live.
Okay. Are we live now?
Yeah, it didn't warn us, but it's live.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Angel Answers today, and it is Wednesday. It's Wild Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight. We have a beautiful lineup of angels here tonight, and it's Mary Hernandez and Catherine Peoples, Peg Jones, and I think Liz might be coming. I'm not sure. DC Love is out, and so is Adriana Ramon out tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'll read the bios. And then I will share mine, and then I'll pass it over to the ladies, and they will go around and share their bios too. So that's how we'll get going. So anyway, I'm going to read DC Love's right now. DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her spirit dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And Liz Pfister is an intuitive and guiding light, spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation. And I just remembered she's not on tonight. She'll be off tonight. And Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. And you can find everyone on the Sacred Embers website at www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And that's that for right now. And I just want to say that we're all in the Sacred Embers group here on Facebook also, where you can find all of our bios in there. And if you're interested in getting a reading from us, there's a whole bunch of us in there and that give all kinds of different types of readings, healing and mediumship and intuitive and predictions, and just there's a whole bunch of neat things, and animal totems too. So anyway, I just want to tell you about myself, Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. There, right now, I'm not taking readings at the moment. You can look at my predictions that I did in 2022, and it's time to start the new ones, which I haven't started yet. I will not be listening to any of the people who are giving predictions out on the radio right now because it will get in the way of mine, so I have to hurry up here and do my predictions so I can go back and listen to everybody. And I work with animal totems while I do readings. It's the first thing that I see are animals that come through, and they give messages. I work with poetry, and that's like probably one of my most favorite things to do. I'm trying to collaborate with musicians on writing songs. That's something that I'm looking forward to. I have done special events in the past with my poetry. We have a crime room, and our Sacred Embers group works on crimes from all over the place. It's a secret room, so we keep everything in there. We don't really talk about much to people because we try to just stay protected, but we do work on crimes, and we've done very well. Everyone has in the group, so who's been working on it. So anyway, that's about me, and I'm going to pass it right over to Mary Hernandez. And here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. Well, I'm one of the angels, obviously, Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, a tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a castle creator, And I created Mother Mary candles infused with love, light, and healing. And I've also created, which I'm posting tonight, is chakra candles. So the seven chakras, I've created that. And I just wanted to say that, you know, obviously our seven chakras is very important. They symbolize our energy centers and correspond to a bundle of nerves, major organs, and areas of our spiritual body that actually impact physical and emotional, our emotional and physical well-being. We all know that once one is off, you know, like you need to be centered, you need to be all cleared. So I created these chakras and candles. I created one with seven for the seven chakras, and then I created singular ones for each of seven chakras. So the throat, I start from the top, well, from the bottom, because we start, right? The root chakra, sacral, oh my gosh, I'm getting tongue-tied. The solar plexus. The heart.
It's okay.
The throat chakra, the third eye, the top, oh my gosh. The crown chakra, what is wrong with me today? I am tongue-tied. Anyway, I didn't script this, so it's really hard to, like, think of it off the top of my head on the hot seat, but I just wanted to say, you know, that's out there. I haven't, I'll be posting that on my Facebook, but with the prices and everything and pictures, and I've also done the Mother Mary candles. Now I've actually put crystals in them, so rose quartz in them. So that's something different that I did this year with Mother Mary candles. And I could just let you know where to book a reading with me. You can book a reading by visiting my website at www.theangelwithin.com, or you can email me at hernandez5252@gmail.com. And I have to mention about the numerology. So from a spiritual perspective, you know, we all have a soul within our physical body that has chosen to incarnate into this time. And, you know, in order to evolve, we have to go certain life experiences while we're here. So one of the benefits of numerology is that it can cover your destiny and life purpose and the life lessons along, you know, your lifetime here, which is that information if you want to make the most of your life here, this lifetime, right? And, you know, it's great for predicting the future or choosing your ideal name, how you want to introduce yourself. It's so many things that it helps you with. You know, it's amazing. It's the benefit is, you know, getting that insight and it shows you who you are, Numerology uncovers your potential and shows who you have the ability to achieve, to be in the future, you know, so it's with goal setting and planning your future. So I feel it gives your life meaning. I just did my 2023 outlook and, you know, it's great. You know, I actually did it annually so that I know every month what I'm supposed to be focused on. So it's actually really thorough. It's about, Catherine has gotten it with me. It's about 10 pages. And you know, you get a whole year. And that's enough about me anyway. So I'll switch it over to Catherine and then Peg could introduce themselves.
Okay. And I don't know if it's just me on my phone, Mary, but you were cutting in and out.
Really?
Can you
hear me?
Mine too.
Yeah, mine too.
Aw. Okay. Maybe it's just a connection. I don't know. I have great connection here at home. My internet says 5 bars.
Both. I'm an intuitive empath, energy healer. This is Ming Claire. I do this all of them. I'm a healer, Oracle card reader. I have certifications, and I'm a spiritual coach, mind coach, meditation, mindfulness coach as well. I have many experiences in terms of metaphysical, starting as a child. I would love for you to tune in every Monday evening at 9:30 Eastern Time to my new show that I created called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And there we'll dive right into many different exciting, different spiritual topics and a lot of how-to moments. And I give you exercises to understand and know how to do, for instance, spiritual practices on the show, and then I end up at the end just talking about I've experienced endless. So it's a fun show, and you can find me at the time on the Sacred Embers page.
Okay. Hello, I'm Peg, and I am an angelic life coach. Energy healer. I'm an author of a book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. It is a book of daily angel messages with a journal exercise for each day of the year. And actually, the book is in its 10th year this year. Or it's going to be in July, and you can find it on Amazon, and I believe you can order it through Barnes & Noble, too, and let's see, what else? I also do light language, and I have a certificate in hypnomindfulness, Akashic records. I've worked with, what's her name? Goodness. I'll get it in a second. I don't know why I have forgotten her name. I think tonight we just can't talk. I don't know.
I agree, Peg. It's Mercury.
Oh, my goodness. I should know who this person is. Everyone knows her.
And what does she do, Peg?
The Akashic Records.
Oh.
Anyways, I'll get it eventually. And let's see, what else? I think that's it. And I do readings. I am a certified angel card reader. I got that through my life coaching, and I have several different spreads. I have a soul potential spread, and I also have a month by month yearly reading for the coming year, or for the year as it, you know, for the, whether it's the second month of the year to the second month of the following year or whatever. It's really about it, I think.
I think we're all tongue-tied, either that or it's Mercury retrograde and our systems we sound like we're breaking up. I was told by one of my friends that we sound like we're breaking up, so it might be, I thought it was my computer connection, but I think we're good. Everyone was breaking up.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So, I think we're all tongue-tied today for some reason. I couldn't talk. I've said this so many times about the numerology, and I'm like, duh, duh. So it's just a laugh. As a matter of fact, I had a dream that I was at a comedy show. I woke up and I'm like, I'm not at a comedy show. So that was really, really funny, that dream that I was at a comedy show. I think the angels are trying to tell me I need to laugh. So this was really great.
Yeah.
So thank you. So I just wanted to, I know Jan is always bringing her beautiful poems, so I'll let Jan read her beautiful poems, and then Peg is going to do a little language for us. And if Catherine, if you like, you can pull a collective card for, you know, for everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
So
that sounds really good.
Pull it now.
After Peg.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and read some poems, and excuse me, the first one is called Kissing So Bright, and it goes, I am a sun goddess, a starburst, I am a sunflower, a light beam, kissing the universe, kissing the night. I am a butterfly, a transformer of colors, kissing the dimensions, kissing in flight. I am you, you are me. We are a rainbow. Together we are kissing the world, kissing so bright. And this one is called With Greatness. And if we can see the future, then we can see beyond our identities that we hold on to so fiercely. We have many identities that blend into our future with greatness. And this one goes, be careful what we say to others. It could be more than just being offended. Be careful how you treat another. It could end up to be a matter of life and death, not what you intended. I know that's a little heavy. It pertained to a case that we were working on. And this one goes, light darts, peace in a prayer. Speak life over oneself and others to our sister and brothers. Encouraging words and thoughts are like light darts that shoot through the air, sending peace in a prayer that kiss us with smacks and to nurture us and give us care. They are gifts we can give each other along the way to help us on our path every day. Shall we dare? And this is Spiritual Lake, and it was inspired by Ryan Adragna. If you don't have a lake to jump in to chill out, go to the spiritual lake of your spirit. Refresh your mind, take a breath, cool off your doubt. It's all part of you inside out. Sometimes one's brain synapses just need to switch gears and take a jump into the spiritual lake. It's the Christ consciousness, the universal I am. It rinses off anger, fear, brain glitches. Give yourself a break. Let the peace inside calm you and soak your soul. Cool me off, God. Rinse me whole. And this one's called Peace, Many Remarkable Things in 2023. So that your creative energy is set free. And sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth. Even if it is in one's mind, it ripples unity, peace, and a rebirth. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls still pulse a breath and resonate close and far. That will always remember we are not alone. God has tabs on each one of us along our life's journey and road. The signs are always shown and right near us, as we may also be told, that each of us still stand in our peace and never demean our integrity, our spirit, and keep it pristine, and that we are also meant to have fun and feel free in our soul's path that may be of many remarkable things in 2023. And this is a love poem. Love swims upstream, downstream, and mainstream in all directions and all locations. It finishes others' sentences and begins them too. Love is an enigma, and it's for everyone, not just a few. Its magical properties can develop a healing miracle. Love is a natural curative. Love grows between people and gains momentum. As the connections flow, love is for you and I. This I know. And this one goes, oh, and this is a post that DC Love put in our chat room last show. and I put it on my page. So I just want to read it. It's by Lao Tzu. I just love it. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And that's Lao Tzu. And this one goes, vibrant peace, enchanting energy. Allow it to be. Embrace its flow. Don't force its nature. Let it be free. Let it go. Breathe into it. Exhale its freedom. Align to its calling when you feel it. You will always want some more. Trust its pathway. Surrender to its increase. Channel its enchanting energy. Vibrant peace. And this one goes, follow our hearts. We might want to act, reassess, and to confess what is important to us now. It may be a poem. It may be a vow. It may be a new beginning. It may be finding a new awareness. Then we ask, where, when, and how? We must have faith that a new life will come forward. We will follow our hearts. This is what I heard. The last two, dance to our joy. Dance to our joy. Dance to our wild and free. Dance because we love it. Dance is our destiny. Dance to our pain. Dance to our fear. Dance to our betrayal. Dance with a tear. Dance to our hurt. Dance to our mistrust. Dance to our rage. Dance because we must. Dance to our healing. Dance with a loving feeling. Dance to our Lord for all lands. Dance to us is in God's hands. And this one is a new year, 2023. Bridging, overlapping, and blending. Tolerance, kindness, and mending. A hope for the future and of our new year. For you, for me, and to all who are far and near. And that's that. I'm going to call.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Sorry. Thank you for sharing those. They're all like so
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Of course. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So either Peg or Catherine, if you'd like to give a message. I know you're probably going to do light language, Peg.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead, Peg. I'll pull the card up for you.
Okay. I'll read. Today's the 11th, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll read the short message. January 11th, living in the hard place is the way to consistently find your joy and happiness. Being there, life feels less stressful for you always, where you are always in the place of clarity and love. The angels remind us that the hard place has always been available to us. We just have to understand how it can be accessed, even when times may be difficult. And the exercises, have you tried to access the hard place in times when you have been off kilter? How did you get there? think about it and journal about it. So one of the ways that helps me stay on kilter is to use light language. And I thought I would share a little bit. It's probably going to be speaking, a little bit of singing, light language. And it's, I'll explain a little bit about it. It's a language that we don't particularly understand the words, but we understand the feeling, because it is almost like a remembering for many as far as past lives or different incarnations, whether it's galactic or Lemuria, you know, ancient past times that we might have, Atlantis, Native American. There's just, you know, so many different ways, and also angelic too. So let's see. So one more thing, have an intention in your heart for this, and see how it may speak to you. Me ele ike aba iko ina mano I ba manaka ikale e koi ibibi kene kele ale ene meniki boi ina mano I alaba
Kele Bibinake Kele Ale Bibiki Koi Inike Bale Ineki Ki O Kole Kele Kole Kele Ki Kole Ki Kola Kela Kila Bakole Ele Ki Kole. Excuse me, my voice. Bekele ki kole bala ke, kole kale ke, bole ki la kade be, kele, kele bale ke, bole ki ale ke. Ele bale ki kole, moi ikele bibiki ne keki, moi ikele ne e kale bibiki, hoi ineke, bo akale ne e babale ika, kele ki, boi inaka, kete ki bibi, koi inakana monoki ibiriki, koi ibabanaki kole bibiki, koi ika babariki. Oh, Nikki. Thank you for letting me share.
Wow. That was wonderful.
That's beautiful.
I really like it, Peg. Just beautiful.
Peggy, I saw myself writing this spiritually based book, the children's series that we had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw that. So that was powerful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this was just last night. Yeah, so that was wonderful. Okay, so thank you for that. And I pulled a card for the collect from the Angels and Ancestors deck. And even the winter, I pulled a summer card. And the summer, the message here is bask in joy and light. So rise up, open your wings and shine. Bring your projects and plans out into the light, into manifestation. So summer has always been recognized as a time for joy, for going on adventures and making memories. Basking in the sunshine and being lifted energetically by the light and the warmth. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Light has come to banish the darkness. Clarity is arriving, so allowing you to know exactly where you are and how you are moving forward. Angels and ancestors' guides are encouraging you to enjoy the moment and not to rush forward, because this is a time for pleasure, enjoyment, and expansion. There is a great chance that you have extra energy, creativity, and inspiration at this time. And notice during this downtime what is coming to you, as it is inspiration directly from the divine. When the summer card arrives, it indicates that this coming summer will usher in important energies with regards to any questions or intentions that you've already put to manifest. So there you go. Card.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Nate, with your light language too in a way, Peggy.
That was beautiful. Peg couldn't hear you for some reason. We're having technical difficulties. I have one message really quickly that I forgot to mention was the 1-11-4, today's 1-11. I posted this on my website on Facebook, but those of you that don't have me as friends, although I post to everyone in the entire web, today's 1-11 portal is providing the opportunity to release unstable relationships and receive soulmates and new healthy relationships. Messages and guidance are connecting to you to help you achieve this alignment. Detach yourself from trying to figure things out on your own and release the flow with oneness instead. Trust that where God is taking you will bring you peace, union, passion, and newness. His plan is happening for us. Release, receive, and recover, beloved. So that was my message, 111. Today's a powerful...
That's really nice.
It's a powerful portal, you know?
Yeah. I believe it. I can feel it. I really do. Today.
Yeah, for some reason, Peg is... Peg, are you back on?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now I got you back.
I never left.
Yeah, it says you were with someone else. You were paired with someone else. I don't know with whom.
Okay.
I think it was Angel.
All right, angels, I'll pay attention, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Today's a crazy day. It's just, like, so much energy, which is great. Anyway, I love that. I'm ready to start taking callers. I mean, we introduced ourselves. We gave our messages, you know, for the collective. So I'm just going to go ahead and open the lines now.
Just one more thing, Mary. Can I just say one more thing before we start? I forgot to say in the opening, thank you, in the opening that we do have some other Catherine's show, as she already talked about her show on Monday night. We also have another show that Lynn Bleasdale runs on Sunday. Sunday at 12 noon.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Anyway, that's a wonderful show at 12 noon on Sunday, Lynn Bleasdale's show with our other members of our team, and then our show, and then Catherine's show on Monday. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Catherine, you're back?
Yeah, it cut off. I just got back in, yeah. What that was about,
God.
I don't know.
Today's going to be a wild Wednesday. Okay.
Definitely.
With that being said, I guess we'll take our first caller.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Area code 336, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, my first name is D.
What?
Is what?
D. Just say B.
B.
The letter B.
Okay, B.
Yep.
Okay.
B. Hey. B-E-E.
Oh, do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, I do, I just want to know what the angel is saying. I know the number 21 be coming up a lot for me, and I know that means I am advancing in my spiritual, I guess it's like an upgrade in my spiritual realm. So I kind of want to see what y'all pick up on that and just, you know, what the angels have to say about my husband couldn't hear soon. He's in another country, and I'm hoping that he'd be here this year.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, well. Okay, hi. B, this is Jan. Is that B as in boy or D as in dog?
D like in dog.
Oh, D. Okay. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
I
got the... Oh, you
I
do?
I have a long name, but I like to be called D because it's just much easier than my whole tour.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Yes.
For sure,
yes,
but now I want to know what the long name is, but you don't have to tell me. So anyway, I saw the fox for you right away, and I heard it. I heard the name, fox, real loud. And fox means to trust your intuition and be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you in some way. Now, you know, don't get worried about it. That's just, you know,
something to just, you know, be aware of.
Yeah.
But don't get too up, you know, worried about it. Your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontation. It's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position than to take an active leadership role. That's what the fox is. Fox is all about blending. It's best to blend into your surroundings and keep mm-hmm. your intentions to yourself at this time. It's important to break out of your social conditioning and express yourself too. Listen, hear, look, see, sense and feel. Trust your senses to guide you. And while you're observing and watching, notice what's being said as well as what's not being said. And you're an excellent parent, parental figure, very nurturing, protective, and conscientious. So and it also says sometimes you surprise people by coming up with very creative solutions to mm-hmm. different problems.
Yeah.
And it also says you're capable of blending into the environment, adjusting your body language, vocal characteristics, and what you wear, too. So anyway, that's a really positive. I love the fox because it's not that they want you to be passive. They just are saying at this time to blend in more, you know, just do more, a little more blending instead of being out there. Maybe you need to just take a break, you know, from being out there so much and just blend in and take care of yourself, basically, for when your husband comes home and you'll be in, it'll be nice when you get to see him again. And I'm not getting a time on it right now. I'll have to think about it for a minute, and I will give you over to the ladies, and I'll see if I can get a timing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is Catherine D. And I pulled Kuan Yin for you, which is about care and compassion. And so when this card is pulled, let me just tell you, she's the goddess of mercy, compassion, and love. And she goes beyond all religion and just warms the heart of all those who call on her. Mm-hmm. She has a strong connection to healing energy, and she offers care, forgiveness, compassion to others. The compassion is about recognizing the spirit, and not only ourselves but others. It's about seeing that they come from the same source that we do. So the keepers of the light here want to acknowledge all the service and commitment you've offered to others. You are all love. If you are finding it difficult with anyone at the moment, the best way you can move forward is to go beyond wanting to understand why or how they are the way they are, and just move beyond their behavior, mistakes, challenges, if that's what you see. And this card just brings a message of friendship and care, helping you see that those around you do have the best intentions. And if it doesn't always seem that way, just move into compassion and develop a greater understanding, because this will elevate your spirit and connection to love. That resonates with you.
Yes, it does. Very much.
Good.
Very much. Thank you.
Great, of course.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
This is Peg. And when you said the number 21, the first thing I did was add 2 and 1, and that comes to 3. And that's all about creativity. And you know, being creative in different ways, not just maybe in a hobby type way, but, you know, creative in your life with your family, with your job, and all that. And then I picked a card from the Sacred Creators, And the name of the card is What Does Your Soul Say? So I thought I would read that for you.
Okay.
And see if it might resonate for you. So what does your soul say? Essential meanings, tuning into your soul's song, learning to lead with your heart, success at the end of a long journey, self-care message, not listening to your inner voice, misinterpreting your soul's song. Your soul knows, it always does. Take some time to tune in and journal, meditate, listen, and translate. You already know what you want, so go for it. If you desire a specific future for yourself, it's because it is 100% possible for you to achieve it. Your desire is an indicator of what you can achieve when you set your heart and mind to it. It's time to go get the dangling carrot you've been dreaming about and to ask yourself why you've been hesitating, keeping you from building the life you crave. This card indicates success at the end of a long journey. Yay. Take what everyone else wants out of the equation, because this is all about what you want. Right now, you need to be a little bit greedy, a little bit egocentric, more than a tiny bit focused on your needs. It's okay. You spend so much time focused on everyone else that you may need to tune it all out for a few hours in order to really tune into yourself. So then they have a few questions. Can you hear? Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Are you focusing on the positive and what you have, or are you focusing on what you don't have? Are you busy with hard work, or are you doing easy work you love? Are you running away from a life you don't want, or are you running toward the dream that you do want? What's your primary motivation, and what say you, soul? So that's, I mean, and that kind of goes in line with what Jan was saying, too, about the fox, how that all comes together and everything. So
It does with my spirit. Yes, it does.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and I think Mary's next.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mary. I have two cards from the postcards from Spirit for you that fell out. I didn't even have to choose one. It says, "Dear you, this simple yet powerful law of cause and effect means everything is in relationship. Every action on earth has a consequence, and even in the spirit world, there is consequence for every action taken on your behalf. Right now, you're facing conditions that were set in motion by past decisions. Consequences are coming into being in your favor." Ooh, I get chills. They will remind you that making good choices in life and listening to your intuition does pay off. I'm so chilled. If some things are a little off and uncertain, know that whatever you are facing, you can step beyond it just by using your imagination and acting on that instead of reaching to what is being presented. Everything you think and do has far-reaching reverberations in the web of life. Move to higher ground and have faith that what goes around comes around. The universe is always self-correcting anyway. Isn't that amazing? How we adore you. Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. I'm so chilled. And then in the back of the card it says, "You are divine beauty." So there you go. And then this one is nice too. So this last one says, "Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and pushback when entering any kind of relationship or endeavor. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know is it's time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, which is spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we're so excited to see where this will take you next. We are so proud of you. And in the back, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, with love from the angel. So that, I'll leave you with that, because that's such an amazing message. So beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful.
I mean,
I love
learning
it.
Through an awakening, for sure. A new level, because there's so many. But good luck, and I'm so glad you gave us a call, and I hope this really helps you.
It does. This is confirmation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have a happy new year. I know it's a week, 2 weeks in, but, you know, I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all our callers as well.
Yes.
So thank you for the call back, how everything, you know, how you're doing with your mediumship and everything.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
Okay. And, Dee, one more thing. One more thing, Dee. Did you ask when your husband, did you want to know, I mean, do you, I was told that you may know when your husband's coming.
Well, I'm hoping in this year, hopefully maybe in August.
I heard the summer. That's what I heard. That's exactly what I heard. I heard the summer.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad. That's a good confirmation.
Okay.
Yes,
it is.
All right, good.
Thank you.
There
you go. I'll post it this time I listen to the show, and hopefully I can tell you some good news.
Yes. We'll love to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dan. I just got a chill on that one.
Really? Yeah.
Well, that was the collective card, summer.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's right.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Isn't that something? I know.
Yeah. And when I got that shell, I was like, wait, that's the card I pulled.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
very
is
synchronous.
Neat.
As usual though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take one of our chat questions. Tonight, our chat is coming in and out, so I just want to get to this message before it bonks up. So there's Brandita is on the on here, and she says, hi, my name is Brandita, and I recently met a wonderful man named Joseph. He's Armenian and Italian and very spiritual. Can you give me advice on this relationship and what our mission is together? He is a soulmate, life partner, not my twin flame. Me and my twin flame are just friends this lifetime.
Oh, gosh. I'm seeing a green animal. The animal's green, and it looks like a frog. And I know that sounds really kind of weird, but I just have to go with what they show me. You know, I can't... Let me see what the, I don't even know what the, here goes, frog. If you hear a frog during the daytime, it will rain very soon. Do a physical cleanse to detoxify your body. Do an emotional cleanse by letting yourself really feel your emotions and cry as much as you need in order to clear any emotional toxicity. Singing or chanting out loud will help you feel more balanced and at peace and connected to the divine. You're entering into a time of plenty and abundance. This is a start of a slow and steady transformational process for you, a movement from an old life to a new. Oh, my gosh. Well, there it is. That's a very positive
I
message for her.
I just got so head to toe, yes.
Really?
That's beautiful, yes. And she said it's not weird, the green. So.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
So that's beautiful,
oh,
Jan.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so glad. Very good.
Okay.
Okay, well, this Catherine and I just pulled a twin flame. The answer to your question involves a spiritually based romantic relationship. So you're being asked to, well, first of all, twin flame is a romantic partner who originated from your spiritual soul group. That is, he or she is the one in terms of the soulmate relationship. They incarnate together during their last lifetime on Earth. And it's about karma being balanced as well. They also suggest here to write a letter to your twin flame and your twin flame's guardian angel and begin the letter with, "Dear guardian angel of my twin flame," and then express all of your feelings, your thoughts, your questions about this love. And then end the letter by asking the angels to prepare you to meet your twin flame or soulmate and to also arrange this visit. You'll recognize your twin flame or soulmate immediately, and there won't be any doubt in your heart or mind when you're face to face. There's a message.
Wonderful.
Okay. The first thought I had was, to nurture this is Peg, by the way, to nurture the relationship, to enjoy it for what it is. And I got a card from the Energy Oracle cards, and it was cornucopia. An abundant harvest and great blessing are waiting for you, and you may even find all your wishes fulfilled. This cornucopia of gifts from the universe can come in from the form of financial riches, job fulfillment, romantic love, or all of the above. When you receive the cornucopia, you know that you've done important work and it's paid off. The seeds you've planted in your energy and in your life are ready to be harvested in some significant way. Get ready for a great feast of abundance. Value is being prepared for you now, and spirit is applauding all your efforts. The universe is abundant. All that I desire comes to me in just the right time. And the way I am blessed. So that's an affirmation that this card gave you. So I feel like it's going to be a wonderful relationship no matter how it comes to be. And, you know, you're in charge of that, and so is your friend. And I wish you a lot of luck.
Wow, that's beautiful. So with Catherine's message, she wanted to say that really spoke to her, that card that you pulled for her, and it was really beautiful. And also with Peg, and she said she's going to claim her gift.
That's so cool.
Well, all the messages are beautiful. I mean, wow. Okay, so I was shuffling the cards, the postcards from Spirit, Brandita, and like first four cards fell, and then I try to pick them up and they all fell. So I said, okay, I'm gonna just take the four that fell originally because that was the message. And then Kuan Yin wanted to give you a message. I mean, so I'll give you Kuan Yin's message first. And it says, greatest benefit, why concern yourself with how, when, where, or whom? When you trust in the workings of my will, in the face of the unexpected, my greatest blessings will flow into your life. And I am chilled from head to toe because you deserve it. I know Brandita personally, and she's an amazing soul.
Uh-huh.
She's also a psychic medium.
Oh,
and she does so so much. So she's amazing. And she says she asked Kuan Yin to bring her love, and she did. There you go.
Wow.
And we both love Kuan Yin as well. Okay, so the first message is, dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and special purpose. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world and meet certain people. But then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good, according to society standards. But you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Trust. Loving you forever and ever. She says she's going to stop running, and she's laughing. She has a very special purpose in this life, that's for sure. And then the next one is, dear you, you are in such good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance. In this moment, you have the power to make a choice to get with spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going. But if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine? Are you plugged in, or are you trying to do life all by yourself? Get rid of negative energy now. Resentments be gone. Forgiveness and love enter. Please, you can see your life beautifully and create your most future or your most powerful future right here, right now, in this moment. Aren't you thrilled to know you have a huge cheering section over here in spirit? Love and hugs always. And the back of the card says, you are magical, and you are. And then, okay, two more. I promise. Dearest you, you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny is in a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where you're perfect and happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience. Whatever form that takes, your soul knows that you need to experience. Your destiny is to all of life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential, to allowing inspiration to lead you, to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your soul. You are special as much as you are paradoxically with the world, individual, yet part of a great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying you are on the right track. Even if your ego self doesn't see that, listen to your soul, check in with spirit, and keep going. Spirit loves you so much. Life loves you. We love you. Oh, my gosh. I got chills from head to toe. And in the back, there's a butterfly, and it says, celebrate life. Okay, so this is the last one. It says, here's you. Are you taking yourself and your problems too seriously? Maybe fear of the future is weighing on you. We would like you to take a little break from all that. Start having fun. When you stop fixating on what has been making you heavy-hearted, we get a chance to move on some magic in your direction. We just need you to let go a little. Spirit needs some room and gets very inspired by your laughter when you have fun. When was the last time you really got loose, silly, and goofy? Maybe you need to go dancing or watch some funny comedy to make you laugh, or call the one friend you know will always remind you how ridiculous and delightfully giddy you can be. You will return refreshed and renewed and ready to once again see the world as less daunting, and you will be ready to receive in the perfect timing the bounty that spirit has for you. Don't you love how much we care about you? Be fearless in the back, it says. So she says, yes, time to have fun. She says, thank you all so much. And she doesn't leave the house. So, yes, she's going to start having.
What was her name, Mary?
Brendita.
Brendita?
Brendita, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that she I hope she comes back.
Yes, she will. Okay, so that was for Brendita. And she says, thank you very much, everyone. And she says, yes, of course, she'll be back.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go to our next caller now. Area code 630, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Mary. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Hello.
And Jan is here, too.
And who? Jan.
Jan,
okay. Hi,
yes.
Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Laura. I have an animal for you already, but what is
your
question?
Do you
have
a question for us, Laura?
Okay. So either whether or not Spirit has any messages for me, especially in the next 2 years.
Okay. Okay.
So,
I'll let Jan
okay.
give you the spirit animal and see what else she gets.
All right. So, Laura, I see the swan right away, and swan is a very lovely animal. It's like one of the, I don't know, it's one of my favorites. So hold on a minute. They're so majestic, if I can find her. And so it says, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of Spirit, trusting that all will work out. You'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing, if you are at all. Focus on the fact that life is precious and a sacred gift, and whatever changes you're going through, go with the flow, and you exude a sense of calm and gracefulness and are very much at ease with others and yourself, and you're adept at gliding through the waters of change easily, moving smoothly with the daily rhythms of life. You're highly intuitive, often to the point of foreseeing the future. You shine with inner beauty and walk through the world with humility and poise. You're very powerfully, physically, and spiritually, and highly protective of your loved ones. So that, I love the swan. That is what the swan is saying, and do you relate to that?
Oh, I do. That was beautiful.
Yes.
I do.
It really was.
It was perfect.
I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad. All right. I'm going to let the ladies, you're welcome.
Okay, Laura, this is Catherine, and I pulled the sidecarp. It's an animal with antlers, and there's green behind this animal. And this bag is about trust and thriving. And the message is, come alive and thrive. Stand in your light and glory with grace and majesty. So the stag card brings graceful and powerful medicine into your life. The stag with the crown of antlers is known as the king of the forest and is a totem that brings protection and in challenging times. In Native America traditions, he is greatly loved. This name is for strength, dignity, and poise. and also fertility, which can mean many different things, new beginnings, everything. But you're giving an opportunity here to thrive. So trust in all that you have to offer, like all your gifts, your strengths, the power that you feel, and make the most of it. You were born to lead, and this can only become reality when you are willing to put yourself in this position. So the stag energy allows you to feel safe because the antlers keep away anything that could interfere with your intelligence or presence, and their strength gives you the power to be agile in your thinking. So you're being encouraged to retain all of these proud moments and courage and dignity and all that is great about you, so you can stay in your power and accomplish anything. And just basically it's onwards and upwards from here is the message.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was very positive.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Hello, I'm Peg, and the card I picked from the Energy Oracle deck, actually I picked two cards, one from the Oracle deck and the Sacred Creators. And the appreciation card speaks about, well, first it explains that the card shows a woman holding a single rose, and she enjoys the scent and beauty of the single blossom, yet around and behind her are bramble bushes. She could be focusing on these, worried that she might get caught up in their prickly branches of difficulty. Instead, she's pausing to experience the blessing of the single flower. The sun is breaking through the clouds, shining on her choice and on the tiny buds waiting to open up. The card is telling you that you have much to be grateful for. And like the flowering bud behind the woman on the card, there is more to come that you can't see. Congratulate yourself on every moment that you choose appreciation. This decision shifts your consciousness from luck to value, and it's guaranteed to bring more worth and richness of life to you. So that's the first card. And the second card says, your past supports your future. The essential meaning is the ability to draw on past experience, the toolkit of knowledge that you have collected, a time to enjoy the work that you've done, things coming to fruition, intentionally weaving the future justice, the future justice and karma, finally getting what you deserve. The self-care message is the need to work through negative energy that was sown into a past, a chance to integrate life's lessons, the opportunity to choose a different future, a tendency to co-host all the time, to co-host the time to break free of outgrown habits or negative patterns, injustices that need balancing, a chance to do the right thing. Your life today was created by the thoughts and actions of your past, and this card reminds you that every experience you've had, every step you've taken, and every intention you set has become a note of wisdom on the lattice of your life. In this way, there is no better way to improve tomorrow's trajectory today as you weave the web of your life. Take the time to include patience, honesty, diligence, and faith. Let's see. As you cycle upward, your web will become stronger and move more stable, and every lesson learned is one more band of support that can be counted on a later date. There is a fairness here, a balance. You're being given a chance to do the right thing and to open your heart to this beautiful law of cause and effect. Go ahead and take advantage of the karmic moment and your actions, and use your actions to craft your future according to your plan. So, and then I have some questions. Are you beginning a cycle, waxing or ending one, nodding? How does the next cycle begin? What did you do in the past that has created today's reality? And what can you do today to weave the fabric of your reality with a beautiful pattern of love and success? So they're asking you to maybe let go of the old patterns and nurture your relationships, projects, and ideas, and just feel like just basically look to the future. So I think what they're really saying is that, you know, you can weave your future to the way that you would like. And it really begins with you. So I hope that helps.
That was very nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was beautiful, lady. Well, this is Mary. And I pulled from the ancestors deck for you because I kept looking at the deck. And the message, the first message is from the White Witch, be the light. And then it has an owl with, it's a horned owl. So when Catherine said that it was antlers, the first thing I looked at, the owl, it looked like antlers. So that's really amazing. And then it says, take the higher road. I'm being asked to read from the book for you entirely, or highlighted stuff that I want to indicate to you. Take the higher road and choose the light. Remove yourself from lower energy experiences. The White Witch card represents the maiden aspect of the triple goddess of paganism and modern Africa. The maiden is a gentle, innocent, and pure aspect of the goddess, a loving soul who wants nothing but the best for the whole earth. That is you, Laura. Here she is joined by a horned owl, showing that she is willing to respect those with more wisdom and experience than she has, but she is also willing to trust she feels right within. With this card, you are being reminded of the goddess within. No matter what is happening to you or around you, you have a choice. Choose not to be pulled into drama, bickering, or energies that are just going to limit your joy. Surround yourself by people that are of light, love, and life. You are an incredible person who can really bring light to so many people. You will know the answers. Know also that you are being encouraged to shine the light you were born to share. And I created my own words on that card because I feel that needed to be said. That's a beautiful card. And then they know, my guides know that I always like to take bottom of the deck card, and as soon as I looked at it, I know this is for you. And it says Sky Father. So it has a bald eagle on, and it's Sky Father. And it says trust in the unknown. The message is trust that your path is unfolding exactly as it needs to. You have a personal relationship with a great father. Know that he is lovingly leading you forward. The Sky Father features in many religions and mythologies as the Father God. He's the counterpart to the Earth Mother in many traditions. So this card represents the universal powers that are masculine in essence, the energies that people have called out to and looked up to in times of need and gratitude. Sky Father personifies your relationship with the masculine energies of the divine and possibly a powerful male or father figure too. You are a co-creator of your life, and every thought, feeling, intention, and emotion you have is creating the road ahead. With that being said, you don't need to know every detail of what is going to unfold before you. When this card appears, you are being guided to step back and get out of your own way, because there is a greater power that is not only around you, but within you. And Sky Father is creating the best experience imaginable for you. Accepting this will allow miraculous energy to come into your life. So things from a higher perspective, like the eagle on the card. This card can also appear when there are opportunities to improve the Father connection in your life. If your Father figure is in heaven, know that his spirit is drawing close. If he is on earth, there's an opportunity to heal something, whether past or present. Wow. What a beautiful message. Oof. I was
it
so
is.
Chilled with that one. Trust in the unknown, right? And you're being
That's
guided.
Great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, loving all the messages that everyone is getting. Laura, I hope
Thank
that's
you.
Really you tonight, and I hope you call again. I know you're a first time caller too.
Mhm. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Wow, that was beautiful. Oh my gosh.
It was.
Okay, so. See, we have a caller from last week that we didn't get to, so I'm going to pick that caller up first because I know they stayed on hold last week. So are you ladies ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, all ready.
Okay. Area code 434, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Khalil.
Khalil?
Yep.
Okay, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, will I be able to, will Parks and Rec in my area be able to take us on a, like, a trip for a few days?
If,
will you be able to take a trip? That's the question?
Will Parks and Rec take us on a trip for a few days or, like, two nights? Like, oh.
Parks and Rec.
Okay.
So what was your name again?
Leo.
Leo? Okay. This is Jan. And
yeah.
I'm seeing the woods. Excuse me. I'm seeing the woods. And I don't know if they were going to take you to the woods somewhere. And I'm seeing a wolf and a dog. So I'm just going to go ahead for the wolf because that was the first animal that I saw, but I did see a boxer too. Let's see. So I'm curious as to how the wolf will describe it, you know, what message will come in. And it says, characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. And there's a strong sense of family and community with the wolf. There's an intuitive sense of social order. They're very affectionate with friends and family. They don't want confrontations, but will fiercely defend those ones that they love. And they're natural-born teachers imparting knowledge based on experience, and though you're at ease with your closest friends and family. So that's just a nice, do you want to hear about the dog or anything? Both wolf and dog are loyal. That's a big word for both of them. It's loyalty.
Yeah.
So I imagine that there would be a vacation coming I think that would go along with I think they will give you a vacation, because I think, don't you feel that they're loyal people, these
yeah,
work people? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And you're getting two animals that I see very clearly. It's not out of the blue. They're just boom. That coming to me very strong, that talk about loyalty. So I feel you have a good chance of going on the vacation. But here's the dog. Let me just real quickly lighten up, laugh at your mistakes, and don't take yourself too seriously. Spend some time out in nature. And I saw the woods. I wonder if they're going to take you on some kind of nature or out in somewhere, I don't know, where it's nice somewhere. And make it a point to listen closely to all that you hear and not Stay flexible and willing to adjust your plans as needed. When pursuing a goal, be persistent and relentless in your quest until you achieve what you want. Rather than judging yourself for your errors, look for what you've learned. And there are times when you know something without having logical reason as to why you know it. You're very intuitive, adaptive, and accommodate whatever circumstance you find yourself in, intelligent and persistent. And you can be a very good public speaker, and you work with sound in some form, like music or singing or sound healing. That's what the dog says. So I think you've got two really nice animals around you, very healing, very positive, very loyal. So I have a good time on your vacation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, and I pulled a couple cards for you, but one literally just fell out of the deck by itself as something in this room literally just dropped off. What it was on. So I feel that this is going to be a card for you. It's the Spirit Fox. Just trust your talents in changing times. I just find it really great because it just showed up. Give me 1 minute. Okay. Okay. This seat. Here we go. So this states, trust your talents in changing times. Stay alert. It changes in the air. The Spirit Fox, there's green behind this fox, and there is Native American drawings on your feathers. And it says the Spirit Fox.
Can't hear her. Uh-oh.
Did she get cut off? Oh, she's still on. Weird.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's still on.
It's been thought for their her when they want.
Okay.
Can you hear me? We're all they want is to survive. So the Spirit Fox can help you overcome the energies of adversity and unfair treatment. Also, as urban foxes hide in cities and go about their business in the darkest of hours, the fox offers the medicine of blending in. The energies around you are changing at this time, and although it may not always be comfortable, you are equipped with all that you need to survive the shift. You are being presented with opportunities to reach spaces you've never encountered before. And this can make you feel on edge, but be open to the shifts occurring because they really are the answers to your prayers. The experience of being hunted or threatened is now being behind you, and you are being invited to come out from the den and reveal your glory and your talents and all the wonderfulness of you. So call upon the Spirit Fox Medicine to help you be seen for who you truly are and trust in your talents in order to be the best you that you can be in these changing times. I hope that resonates with you. The other card
that I pulled was you're taking workshops and seminars as part of your spiritual journey, and that it's part of your life, just teaching and learning. So going on this trip may be something that will happen, and if not, it's something that, you know, anything can happen in the future in this area. Whatever is happening at this time, you're being called to actually teach and to learn, because that is part of your spiritual path. So let me just look up workshops here. And so if you've been dreaming about giving workshops or a speech, the angels will guide you through this process. So give any worries, thoughts, concerns, or questions to them. You're also being, to attend workshops and further your spiritual path in education, enroll in classes that you feel drawn to, and ask Archangel Raphael to support everything in this endeavor, including transportation, lodging, time off from work, so choose anything that you need, because this, the way is clear for you to give and receive at this time. So I hope that resonates with you.
It does.
Good.
Okay. Hi, Khalil. I'm Peg, and I picked two cards for you. The first card is strategy from the Energy Oracle. Let's see what it says. This card shows a pen, journal, compass, and key. When you receive this card upright, it indicates that this is the optimum time to be setting up a very specific energy for achieving your goal, which is wanting a vacation. write about the direction you want to go in. Consider any potential change in course that may be needed. Be aware of the particulars regarding your goals and have some conscious plan in mind. Structure the short-term goal needed to make your long-term goal a reality. This card is telling you to spend some time setting things in order. It's time to take full control, add thought to action, and set your sights to the road ahead. And my first thought was, just ask, am I getting a vacation? But also, the other card that I got was, what do you really want, from the creativity deck, from the sacred creativity deck. And the, let's see, it's an essential meaning, finding clarity and purpose, uncovering why do you do what you do, defining your trajectory, enjoying the journey, feeling your future results today, and knowing that they are coming to you, being able to discern between what others want for you and what you really want for yourself, and what your soul is asking you to do. Self-care message, working too hard for an abstract idea, not knowing when you have reached your goal, missing the joy of today, feeling lost or confused, not feeling fulfilled, being unsure of where you're headed, an opportunity to realign your life journey with your soul purpose. What do you really want? Really beyond the perimeters of what's possible and what's likely and beyond any constraints of time and money, what do you want? Regardless of your current situation and regardless of what you wanted yesterday, what's that big dream that stares back at you when you allow yourself to indulge in magical thinking? If it seems like the dream is too far away, too accurately conjure up in your mind's eye, then you've got some work to do. This journey, your spiritual creative and creative trajectory towards your what with your why is in few is your life. It's time to ensure that you're enjoying it and have all the effort feeling along the way are working together to build that ideal reality that you have chosen. Be mindful that you are not toiling away at a tiny, superficial, or safe version of that could never bring your soul the joy it desires. So it's all about setting the intention and just going after what you want. But I also think it's maybe just asking about it too. There's no harm in asking. I mean, I don't know what, if you're an employee or there or what, but you do have the right to ask what it is, because everyone gets a vacation. So I hope that helps.
It does.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm the last one. This is Mary. And I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm just going to say yes. I got a yes. So in answer to your question, I say yes.
Thank you.
So I hope all our messages have helped you, and you give us a call next time.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night, and God bless.
Beautiful.
Bye. Okay, ladies. Wow, today has been a busy switchboard. So we have much more callers on hold, so I'm just going to pick up a number that I don't recognize. Yeah, it's really great. Okay, so let's see. Area code 650, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, everyone. My name is Huey.
Huey?
Hi, Lily.
Hi. My question is, I came out of a very windy, long road, and I do feel like I'm starting a new life, and I just wanted to ask, moving forward, what is the highest good that I need to be aware of?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice question.
Hi, Huey. It's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
And I got the lion for you. Let's see. Does that do you relate to lion at all?
It's never came into my mind before.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's coming in my vision,
okay,
without a doubt. And it says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are. You need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that is available to you to confront any uncomfortable situation. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. If you ever feel stressed, call on the lion to boost your sense of power and self-confidence. You always have a strong presence and dignified manner that people will always notice when you walk into the room. And you're a natural-born leader, and you have great organizational skills. You're at your best when you function as part of a group and a community rather than alone. And you like to stretch your capabilities and always seeking to learn more. Ooh, that's neat. Now, I didn't hear what your question was. I'm sorry. What was your question?
My question was, yeah, I did I came out of a very long, windy road, a tough journey.
Okay.
And now I feel like I am out of the tunnel and kind of the cave, and the light is here. So I was just asking, what is it that I need to know for my highest good?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, it. I think the lion is going to give you that natural born leader and organizational mm-hmm. skills to function and to function well. You know what I mean? and it says to stretch your capabilities. You're always able to learn more. So I think you're going to just be learning about your new life coming up. And take it slowly. You know, there's no need to rush. Just take it slowly. And day by day, and just allow yourself to just grow as you go. Just take it slow is what I keep getting. I didn't mean to rhyme. But I think you're going to be okay too. I think with this lion energy, you've got a lot going for you. You're strong. There's a lot of strength here is what I'm feeling. So have faith in that. Don't, you know, you're going to be all right. And congratulations for coming out of that winding, difficult road.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So I'll pass it on.
Okay. So, Hilly, this is Catherine. And I pulled for you two cards. And the one is Mary Magdalene. And if you have something important to share, and when this card is pulled, it's telling you to follow your inner call and don't let anything stop you. So she is a great visionary and teacher with clairvoyant abilities because she was able to see angels and the soul of her twin flame, Master Jesus, after he had passed away. She also had the ability to shake up crowds of people to bring their hearts to their highest good. So she now devotes her time to supporting us and bringing about radical changes that we need, the earth needs, in order to prosper. She's asking you to speak your truth. And you, the extended message here, you have a strong desire to share what you have learned. You may feel people may have dismissed you in the past, but do not worry because she is here to guide you through this process. Your vulnerability is actually your greatest strength because you're trusting the power of your soul, and that part of you can never, ever be broken. You are a wonderful teacher and leader, and the world needs you. You're being so step forward and share all of that you have learned. And it's just a beautiful card. And there's red all around her, which is power, and it's also grounding. With green leaves, and there's white. I don't know if it looks like magnolias. So I don't know if one of the girls knows what that means, but it's a beautiful card. And then I also pulled the arrow card for you. From the Angels and Ancestors deck. And the arrow says, surround yourself with protective energy. Okay, so it says, surround yourself with protective energy. Surround yourself with positive people and experiences and environments that make you feel safe. Call your angels, guides, and ancestors to bring you protection. The arrows have long been reared as symbols of protection, as many native people would use the bow and arrow as weapons of defense. So when an arrow appears in meditations or dreams or oracle card readings, it's a sign that you want to protect yourself and what is important to you, because not everyone, unfortunately, has the same intentions as we do, but that's okay. This isn't a fairy card. Wanting to hurt you, but they could be careless in their choices and actions. And so it basically just hurts. And there are energies around you that may, when the energies, they just lower, you know, have the potential to lower our feeling. So it's important you become aware of them and aren't brought down with them. You know, put the intention out that you are being protected, because that's what this card is about, is surrounding yourself with a protective energy. If you're in a situation where you feel that not everything is as clear as it seems, just trust your intuition. There are energies in your current situation that aren't fully aligned with your intentions and goals at this time. So follow your intuition about who you trust and what you trust. If you can take time to retreat or to step out of a situation to assess what is going on, that would be beneficial for you, and you're being guided to do so. In any event, this is the time to call on the energy of protection and to place yourself in a space that feels safe. And you can do that in many different ways. You know, you can call on Mighty Archangel Michael to put his protective light around you, really even in a cocoon, right, of protective light. You can ask him to come in and put a shield of armor like a soldier would have around you and visualize just him doing so, like the actual shield on your head, you know, over your chest. And then you can call on him and his warrior angels as well, you know, to stand guard in your room by your side. Any situation that you're going through, you can ask Mighty Archangel to send his warrior angels to protect your home, every, you know, room, by each window. There's just a lot of different ways, you know. You can just even put a circle of golden light around yourself, or you can imagine, visualize a mirror around you, for instance, and anything that is being sent your way that's not in your highest good, it's just going to be reflected back to them. So those are just some ways, but you can call on your own spirit guides, you know, your guardian angels, you know, your higher self, divine light, universal energy, Jesus, Mary, Jesus, whoever it is that you are resonating with, that, you know, helpers and protectors, warriors, you know.
And you're safe.
You know, you just want
I call on Michael normally. Definitely, yes. And I think so far from what you both said, it makes total sense. I'm in a new city. I just moved to a new apartment and new job. And in terms of protection, when you mentioned that, my first night at my new apartment, I had a very scary kind of dream, like something is going on in the house, even though I used Palo Santo, cleared the space as much as I can. But I call on Michael and like, come on, you know, like do something. And so far after that, I've been sleeping well. But I do understand about, you know, protecting myself, you know, people around me at work, and being courageous, and really kind of, you know, I'm starting a new career, a new kind of same field, but new kind of job. I've had to start like from, you know, from lower, but I know that I have to keep my head up and learn as much as I can and not allow others negativity to kind of dump me down.
Yeah.
And just, you know, follow my guts. Yeah.
They're called energy vampires. I mean, we all do. We protect our energy. I do it every single day. I don't go outside without doing it because even if you're in a grocery store, for instance, you know, you don't know the energy of the people that you're could be getting into your arc field, right? So you just cleanse it. And as far as, like Dave said, the protection, you know, I'm always calling in my archangel. He's my guy. You know, it's, and well, like you said, you've already experienced his protection, and so sounds like you're golden. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Beautiful.
Hi.
Is your name Hillary?
Huey.
Okay.
Huey. Yeah.
Oh, Huey, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Huey. I got a card from the Energy Oracle, and it's called Door to Personal Healing and Happiness. And this is basically what everybody's been talking about also. And this card is all about a harbinger of positive change, the beautiful light-filled door opens into a lush, rainbow-lit spring filled with vibrant lotus flowers. It's really beautiful. And there must be a pond or something right outside the door. And there's a beautiful white bird, probably like a dove. And there's like a rainbow off in the distance. Whether you're working on some inner healing, such as breaking an addiction, or looking to make some external changes, such as finding a new place to live, this card signals that your life is opening up and new opportunities are about to appear. The changes you've been working on are ready to blossom with wonderful results, so make sure to see your personal intentions through with continued action and optimistic expectations. And you just basically spoke about that too. So I feel like, and you're protecting yourself with the angels and with your guides and, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, letting it all soak in because you have made a lot of changes. And that takes time. And the second card that I got was called Patience. And in the picture, or the card shows this beautiful angel. She has like a crown of feathers and a beautiful white gown, and she's holding a clock with Roman numerals. So to me, that means divine timing, you know, divine timing with everything to be the way that you would like it to be in your new home, in your new job. And that does take time. So let me see, I just read what. So it's telling you to relax and to let go of the single-minded desperation that maybe has been driving you on some level. Don't try to force your will on only one option. When you think there's only one solution to satisfy your need or to make you happy, you're blocking many other potential solutions from coming your way. Let go of the anxiety and be flexible. Be patient, open, and creative. Choose to be peaceful for the present, in the present. The universe has more options than you may be aware of. Quiet your mind, broaden your perspectives, and let them come through. And then the affirmation is, I pursue my goals with open receptivity. I'm patient and flexible willing to receive in many surprising and imaginative ways. And it sounds like you have experienced that in many ways already. So I feel like this card is a validation for you that that things are progressing in your new life. So I hope that that helps.
Yes, it's so much help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This is Mary. I have a, those messages were beautiful, ladies. The first thing I was getting was to tell you to get a dream catcher in your room. I have one, and I bought it at Lilydale, and I mean, you can buy them anywhere, but I bought it in Lilydale, and I love it. I mean, ever since I've gotten it, I don't have nightmares anymore, so it's really great. And, you know, like Catherine said, call in Archangel Michael. I mean, he's amazing for protection. I totally love him and work with all the archangels. And I got two messages for you that fell out in the postcards from Spirit. The first one is, dear you, oh my, things are stirred up and change is upon you. This is called a celebration. No need to be nervous, but know that it's okay to be afraid when faced with the uncertainty of life. The funny thing is that courage doesn't get mustered in the absence of fear, rather in spite of it. Even because of it, step into the unknown now. Let go of the branch you are clinging to and let Spirit take the wheel and help steer you to your highest good and most wonderful adventure. All you need to concern yourself with is choosing courage as your ally. Leave the rest to us. There's a load of miracles being shipped your way. Remember what philosopher Joseph Campbell said. Take one step toward the gods and they will take 10 towards you. We're all doing the destiny cha-cha dance on your behalf. That's right. Don't be afraid to dance. Loving you always. And in the back, there's a whole bunch of angels on a fountain and some birds. And it says, hope floats. And then the last card is, dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any of your help. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. We want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you and you will never, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it, so relax. If you only knew how much you were loved in Spirit. And then there's a big sigh. So, and in the back is a beautiful angel, and it says, with love. So that's going to be your mantra, Huey. I am a magnet for miracles. Because yeah. That's what's coming to you, girl.
All of you ladies gave me the most magical reading, and I really needed to hear it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, everything from start to this reading, it was dead on.
That's great. I'm glad we're able to help, and make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes with your new job and everything. Although from all these readings, I could see it's going to be great, but just tell us how great it is. We'd love to hear those stories.
Okay. Promise I will.
Okay. Thank you so much. And happy and healthy new year. Okay.
Happy New Year, Huey.
Bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, we have a few callers. We only have 5 minutes left. and I see one caller that I don't recognize the number, so I'm just going to pick up that number. It's area code 508. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
It's Christina.
Hi, Christina. Do you have a question?
Is this Mary?
Yes, this is Catherine. Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I didn't recognize the number, but now I recognize the voice.
Yes. My question is, what can I do to increase my joy and my prosperity in creating art and working on my art business?
Hi, Christina. It's Jan. I'll just go really fast so everybody gets a chance.
Sure.
I see peacock for you immediately. You're about to experience a vision that will greatly affect your life and the direction you're going in. Take action. Time to be watchful and observant. And then I'm about to get handed over to Catherine. You love to display yourself in beautiful garb, or you should, and you carry yourself with confidence and warmth, and that's what I'm going to – it's just a very positive animal. I'm going to pass you right over to Catherine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I have
Hi, Catherine.
Renata. Hi. So I have heart awakening. Awaken to accept divine love. Give and receive in balance. So Leonata is said to be another incarnation of Mary Magdalene, which I actually pulled a card.
Did you say Enoch? Hello?
She froze again. I think she keeps freezing.
Are you freezing?
Catherine? We can't hear you, Catherine. Oh. She got dropped. Okay.
She got dropped.
Peggy, and then I'll get her back on.
Okay. Do you want me to go or wait?
You can call Peggy because I don't know when she's going to call, if she can call back.
Okay. Hello, Christina.
I hear.
The card that I got was from the Sacred Creators deck, and it's titled Prosperity Sisters, Our Happiness and Joy.
Yay!
Essential meaning, finding joy in community, taking time to smell the flowers, the little things, finding help along the way, putting people above profit. Self-care message, a need to collaborate. Be careful you're not trying to build your dream from a negative state, struggling to find prosperity, scarcity thinking, not allowing others in. Sisters, brothers, siblinghood, are you tapping into it? Have you found your place in a supportive community of like-minded explorers? Are you having face-to-face interactions with souls that make you a better person, and with people who help you share your gifts? Find a community of cheerleaders who will help lift you up and launch you out. Right now, doubling up on your exposure to other people's positivity online and in person will quintuple your results. You may be understanding the power of connection on the journey. Friendship. Do it for the experimentation. Take logic out of the equation. Gasp. And do it for the sheer joy of just being with high vibration peeps. Go deeper with others. Risk cracking wide open and allowing some of your hidden brilliance to escape into the room. True prosperity comes with happiness, joy, health, wealth. And go ahead and add your own non-negotiable It's time to stay rooted in communal happiness and joy while you are taking steps into, while you are taking the steps to build your dreams. Are you, now these are questions that they ask, are you running after an abundance of wealth and financial success without paying so much attention to the other sisters? How can you let go of any success shame you're feeling? How can you remember that it's totally okay to be exactly where you are right now financially? Happiness and joy are the keys to bringing your dreams to life. Where can you add more of them into your day? How can you move your focus from what you don't have to in order to focus on what you do have? So yeah, that's what I got for you, and I think it makes perfect sense in so many ways.
Sure does. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, Christina, this is Catherine. I got cut off, so I just want to quickly just finish, if you don't mind.
I heard Enoch, but I didn't know what you said.
So it's Lady
said,
Nada. Lady Nada.
Yes, okay.
Just a quick message really here. She brings the opportunity to experience divine love, whether through it's a relationship, adventure, or experience. And it's just basically saying that you have these opportunities to overcome anything in the past, and it's a wonderful time to cherish and take care of yourself and then allow yourself to be cherished by others. And once you feel this love revealing itself clearly in your heart, have courage and move into a state of trust, because you're being reminded that when you have that love and you have that self-expression, because you are an artist as well as many other things, in the present, this divine love is always there, and there are no obstacles to overcome. It's just there. It's clear. It's pure. It's real for you to experience. So everything is being brought into harmony on all levels of your life, and give and receive love with your to yourself and to others. And yeah, it's a very powerful card. Yeah, just, you know, everything in balance, and just trust that, you know, everything is coming to you, and you can call on her as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Awesome reading.
Oh, Christina, you still have me. It's Mary.
Yay.
Okay. So I was told to pull a card from the Power of Surrender card, too, and it says, surrender to complete healing. Open fully to the loving, compassionate forces of the universe that support your physical, emotional, and spiritual being. But before that, I had pulled from the postcards from Spirit, three of them fell out for you. So I'll have to read those. It looks like Block Talk is letting us go over, which is a miracle. Normally it cuts off exactly at 9. That's why we're rushing with you. But I'll still rush just in case. So I guess the message needs to go to you. Dear Sue, isn't it amazing how things seem to come around full circle in ways you could not possibly have planned? You wonder how our dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you're really ready. You thought it was time back then, but your wisdom knows better than your small self, whose desires are unmet. Now here you are with a new opportunity to do things from a different, more mature perspective. We want you to trust that in this new opportunity for rebirth, you will be called in two directions, and the one that is unfamiliar will be the right one. In the unknown spaces, the uncharted places of infinite potential, we are waiting to guide you into your fullest life. Big bounty will come if you remain in the present. We have come full circle, and now you can see that everything changes, is made new, and is given new hope, loving you always. And in the back, it says, live your dream. Woo! And then the next one is, dearest you, aren't you taking yourself and your problems too seriously? Maybe fear of the future is weighing on you. We would like you to take a little break from all that and start having fun. When you stop fixating on what has been making you heavy-hearted, we get a chance to move some magic in your direction. We just need you to let go a little. Spirit needs some room and gets very inspired by your laughter when you have fun. When was the last time you really got loose, silly, and goofy? Maybe you need to go dancing or watch some very funny comedy to make you laugh, or call the one friend you know will remind you how ridiculous and delightfully giddy you can be. You will return refreshed and renewed and ready to once again see the world as less daunting, and you will be ready to receive in perfect timing the bounty that Spirit has for you. Don't you just love how much we care about you? Question mark. And then in the back of the card, it says, be fearless. So be fearless, Christina. And then, okay, last but not least is, dearest you, you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where, poof, you're perfect and happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience, whatever form that takes. Your soul knows what you need to experience. Your destiny is to be present to all of life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you, and to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your soul. You are special as much as you are also paradoxically one with the world, individual yet part of a great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying you are on the right track. Even if your ego self doesn't see that, listen to your soul, check in with Spirit, and keep going. Spirit loves you very much. Life loves you. We love you. And celebrate life with a beautiful butterfly in the back. Wow, Christina, those are beautiful messages.
Yay. Thank you. Yay. Thank you so much.
So let's laugh a little, okay? I was telling the callers earlier today that I had a dream that I was in a comedy club, okay? So I think you and me both need to laugh.
Yes, or both of us need to go to comedy clubs together.
I know, but you're so far. I'm here in Ohio. You're not.
Road trip.
Yeah, road trip for sure. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for calling, Christina. It was so great to read for you.
I know. Thank you for fitting me in, all of you.
Yes,
it was wonderful.
Welcome.
Pat's been telling me so much about all of you that I can't wait to meet all of you in person.
Yes, I know.
Yes, definitely. Me too.
You definitely need to do that for sure. Just in case those callers that are still on hold, I took the numbers down and I'll pick you up first thing next week. Just make sure you try to call at least at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that I can pick you guys up. And thank you again, and for everyone that called in, and you know, it was a great show. Really, we were so in sync as usual, and we had so many callers today.
That's great.
What a fantastic show. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah
great.
The fact it didn't cut off, miracle.
Yeah. All right. So I thank everyone, all the callers, and Christina, and everyone that stayed on and listened to the rest of the show. Because, you know, even if you're not picked up, sometimes the messages that we give others resonate with what you're asking for. And that's how the angels work, you know, and Spirit work. We get messages through someone else's message. So, you know, it's always good to listen to the messages because, you know, I've been on the other side of this, And so many times I receive messages just listening to the show and, you know, not this show, obviously, and all our other shows that Estate Members has. I mean, we have numerous shows. Like, I think pretty much every day of the week there's one. I'm going to have to get a list of all our shows. There's amazing, you know, shows that we all have from psychic mediums and, you know, and it's just great. And then Catherine also has this new show that bridging the gap between science and, correct me.
Yeah, so anyway,
that one is on Monday. Is that 9:30 you said?
9:30.
Okay. So anyway, thank you all and have a good night. I know most of us are, it's 9 o'clock over here. So good night and thanks again.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you more.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.